spending the weekend with nice devotees and the holy name. What a way to live. Very fortunate. Remember one summer in New York, Prabhupada was visiting, and he spoke the following very succinctly. Long class, speaking on the process of devotional service. And in the midst of all of that description, he suddenly described in a mood where his voice was choked up with feeling. He said, I was loitering in some dark place in this material universe, and my spiritual master found me, and he made me fortunate. I was so unfortunate, a little louder, and he made me fortunate. And his voice was choking with emotion. I have to speak so you can test what's on and what's off. Then he paused and, of course, looking at all of us and said, and then he told me, you go to the English-speaking parts of the world, and as I have made you fortunate, you make them fortunate. And everyone went, Jai Prabhupada. You know what follows that, he said. And now I'm requesting all of you. Just as I have made you fortunate, you go and make others fortunate. And how fortunate we are to be in the assembly of devotees who are enthusiastic, otherwise you wouldn't be here. Enthusiastic to go to Krishna and through this most wonderful process of associating with the holy name. And the holy name is Krishna. We're coming closer to Krishna just by coming together in kirtan and japa together. So I'll try to speak just a few things that will help. What's that noise? A few things that will help, hopefully, stay absorbed throughout the day. Enchanting. First is chant with faith. Faith in the holy name. And what does that mean, chant with faith? What does faith mean? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have a nice definition of faith, where faith means confidence that by achieving one thing, all other desirable things will follow. There are many desirable things. But if I can achieve this one thing, then all other desirable things will follow. So I just have to invest full concentration and attention and effort in this one thing. Shatarshabde vishvas kahi sudrita nishchaya. Krishne bhakti. Devotion unto Krishna. And that devotion unto Krishna is the one thing. And all other things will follow. And to achieve that devotion unto Krishna, we heard yesterday, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vidharanam. This devotion to Krishna becomes awakened like a lotus in the blossoming light of the full moon, even in this darkness of the age of Kali. So just this one thing, chanting and following the chanting, the awakening of our bhakti and following bhakti, every other thing desirable. So chanting with faith includes, we're going to have, it'll be challenged. or examined by both Krishna and ourselves. How much are we able to just leave aside all other things and all other considerations and just do this one thing? That's what we came here for. So the challenge is just this one thing. Just the holy name. So that requires faith to be able to displace the other things. The faith. Faith is very powerful. Faith is essential. Faith is essential in life. In order to do anything, to live, to breathe, to drink water, to walk across the floor, to, everything requires faith. And we have an opportunity in human form, and now in the 64 round day, to choose to place our faith in this one thing. We also have the option to not choose that. We can do something else. Or partially. And partially something else. So, faith is best directed by consciousness, Krishna consciousness, human elevated stage of Krishna consciousness based upon the stimulations of spiritual intelligence. So, one of the reasons that I presented the wonders of the holy name, because besides Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them as the introduction to chanting of the holy name. Each one of these, and the unlimited numbers of other glories of the holy name, by combining that appreciation, again, as I was repeating, it's not just information, it's stimulation of our faith, and it's a stimulation of our ecstatic feelings toward this wonderful gift that we've received. So, direct attention with faith to the holy name. And the experience will be a different experience than if you don't. Consciousness, the quality of the consciousness with faith behind the chanting, will enrich the experience. So supposing you're going along and it's dry. Think of some of the glories of this holy name and allow that to help stimulate the appreciation, the sense of gratitude of this wonderful opportunity that we have. If nothing else, it's cleansing. Chaito Darpana Marjanam. Down to the very root of the cause of being in the material world. It's being cleansed. I'm weak. But the holy name is powerful and merciful, and here I am, weak as I am. Continue chanting with faith and faith. Acting in that way, it nourishes the experience. Second point is, this could be expanded easily into a whole major topic, but chanting with feeling. And I'll try to keep it really simple, just because I'm trying to put something in your hand so you can reach out to during the day, and perhaps it will give you some assist to have a strong day of chanting. Chanting with feeling. Again, pointing to this, one of the top five questions that I, as I travel about and live the life of a sannyasi, people ask questions, and one of the favorite questions, top five in hit parade, is when will I be able to go beyond chanting mechanically? Or when will I chant with feeling? So chant with feeling. I'll remind Buddha Hari this other little experience that we shared in Ojai. We discussed this chanting with feeling topic. Remember Naranjana Maharaj pulled out his computer. It was a powerful experience. I still remember it. And he shared, he had just written a letter to a disciple about chanting with feeling, but he gave the background. Someone in either Russia or Ukraine, somebody in the Russian-speaking part of the world, initiated devotee, real strong. My sense was they were like a sankirtan devotee that were like a Maharati person, really wonderful person. Somehow became very ill and was hospitalized, and because of that medical situation, their chanting was interrupted. And then they wrote a letter after they'd gotten out of the hospital, they were getting back in shape, and they wrote the good news, and now chanting again 4 rounds, and looking forward to chanting again 8 rounds and 16 rounds as my vow. And they were, you know, very powerful, strong, sincere devotee. So he wrote back a letter that he read the letter to us, said basically, I'm sure it's not word for word, but the idea was, for now, don't worry so much about returning to your vow of 16 rounds. It's nice that you have that desire. But my recommendation is that you just chant with feeling. And if you chant with feeling, the 4 rounds that you're now chanting with feeling, not only you'll feel more connected to the holy name, but automatically the quantitative chanting will also be restored quickly. So chant with feeling. And we discussed that, and I've discussed it since then with many persons, and many persons say, oh, I feel it's dry, and that there's no feeling. I'm chanting, but there's no feeling connected with the chanting. So a response to that is, that's a feeling. There's somebody to take one off the shelf, a feeling. Enchant with feeling. Maybe the feeling is I don't have any feelings. And you'll feel it. My dear Lord Krishna, I have no feelings. That's a feeling. And enter into the feeling. And watch what happens. Attentiveness increases. The sense of depending upon Krishna increases. The connection with Krishna increases. So, that's a big subject matter, could be expanded, but one can, when you're going along in the 64-round day, you can consider chant with feeling. You chant from the heart. Another way of saying the same thing. What does that mean, chant from the heart? Here's a simple one. Two. One is the location of the soul within this body is in the region of the heart. That's what scripture tells us. So when you're chanting, what is it that's chanting? The body is doing something. The mouth and the tongue and the air going through the vocal cords and out of the lungs and into the air, and the sound comes out. It's one thing, you know, mechanical. The mechanics of chanting is physical. But the soul is what's animating all of that. So chanting is really coming from the soul. So the soul is within the heart, so chant from the soul. Like Haridas Thakur told the Kazi in Puglia, if you want to punish me for chanting Krishna's holy name, you're the representative of the king is the representative of God, you may do with me as you like. It's your thought, you have that authority. If you decide that you will cut this body into 1,000 little pieces, I still will go on chanting. Because chanting is coming from the soul, the soul's attraction for Krishna. This, we're here because we have some attraction for Krishna, maybe tiny, maybe medium, and maybe great, but it, the attraction is the soul for Krishna. Chant from that position. Try. Chant from the heart. Then, of course, the other is from the heart indicates feeling. So, whatever those feelings are for Krishna, the feeling may be Krishna, something on the sad side that says, I have no traction for you. Yodayam idrisha mahajani na naraga. That's a feeling. I have no traction. I know so many wonderful things about you, but, you know, just looking inside myself with honesty, that attraction is very weak. I'm very weak. That expression of humility is in it, coming from the heart, is a springboard for appealing to Krishna's kindness and mercy. We spent hours, and I'm only going to take a few minutes, discussing this during this past weekend in prayer. And one of the exaltations of prayer is humility. When there's humility, then there's a desire for taking shelter. Not the self-denigration, but humility. I'm in relation to Krishna, I'm very small and I'm very distant. Or taken in very advanced stages, devotees that are not small and they're not distant, but they're feeling that even more intensely than we can even imagine. And it's a very powerful feeling that attracts Krishna. One feels forlorn and lost and neglected. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later in Shikshastakam speaks. So that's from the heart. And chanting one another, chanting in the mood of receiving. Our process is a descending process, not an ascending process. So I expressed this once during a japa retreat, one of our Festival of Holy Name events in Chicago, and it stuck with one devotee, at least one devotee, maybe more than one devotee. And the following. Our material consciousness is maya. It's thinking we're doing things. Kartaham iti manyate. We're the doer, doership. Could expand that. It's fruitive consciousness thinking. I want something. To get that something, I'll do something, then I'll achieve that something. We're all totally familiar with being pushed to achieve and strive and accomplish and get and acquire. We're from school age kids, achieve. And keep going. But we know that one. But devotion is different. You can't achieve your way into the spiritual world. It doesn't work. It's descending. So, think of chanting, when you're chanting, as receiving Krishna's mercy. You're doing something, yes. That's the endeavor part. But then there's the mercy part. So think of chanting as receiving Krishna's mercy. Try it. Receiving Krishna's mercy. And you're calling for Krishna, for Krishna's mercy. I was at during a 64-round day, and we were in Sharanagati. That's a nice place. Quite different geography and topography and Austin, Texas. Farm community in British Columbia in the middle of the summer, so it was nice and warm. And during the 24-hour, excuse me, during the 64-round day, one of the devotees, Mataji, every now and then, like three or four times each round, she raised her arms like this. And during the sharing time, she was sharing what her experience was. And I asked her, what was this? And she said, when I got to a place where the chanting was just mechanical and it was just not connecting with the holy name, I was calling out from my heart. This is, you know, chanting from the heart. I was calling out from my heart in this receiving mood. Please, Krishna, pick me up from this miserable condition. And Krishna's a person. And he's very loving. And when you go like this, like not just with your arms, but with your heart, what's going to happen? Just like a child, it's universal. When a child goes like this, what does it mean? Everybody knows. You don't have to speak any particular language. It's the universal language. The child wants to be picked up by their parent. So immediately the parent picks up. And sometimes see it like this. So practically within 30 seconds or less, after the child is picked up, they want to wiggle and get down on the ground, or they look to the other parent and go like that. And then the other parent holds them for, you know, 10, 15 seconds and they want down. It's just validation or acceptance. Yes? Please accept me. So that's a nice prayer when chanting. Krishna, please accept me. Krishna has accepted us. We're the culprits. We turned our back and took a hike. Just abandoned our relationship with Krishna. You can't abandon your relationship with Krishna. It's eternal. But we turned and walked. And how unfortunate. So I'm undeserving. It's Bhaktivinoda Thakur paraphrases like this. Prabhupada also. My dear Lord Krishna, I've abandoned you and I've spent lifetimes in this material world searching for happiness apart from you in my rebellious spirit. And I've suffered so many consequences of that foolish act. Now, I'm turning again to you. I'm undeserving. You should abandon me, but please don't. Please kindly accept me once again in your service. So, in a receiving of Krishna's mercy mood, that may be very helpful. And I'll just end with mentioning with the very nice exercise that Shyamasundara took us through yesterday. This may also be a helpful tool for you. Focus on vibrating the sound clearly. That, you know, the mouth part. Something that I found long ago, just, you know, when the mind was wandering while chanting, I found it was very effective to, basically it was a trick, but to pronounce the syllables clearly. Because to pronounce the syllables clearly, you have to listen. So when your mind is having difficulty listening, go back to pronouncing clearly. Because pronouncing clearly, you have to listen to see if you're pronouncing clearly. One of the things when we have more time in a retreat is pair off in dyads and have one person chant and the other person listen to him chant. He's got his notebook, checking out and chanting. And then, okay, after doing that for 10 minutes, then the person who's listening gives a critique. This is what I heard. And then switch roles. It's very powerful. Because someone's listening. But one of the exercises that speaking, going further with the exercise, then if you're speaking the sound of Krishna's name clearly, receive that sound vibration very carefully. Then feeling what it is as you let that sound enters your consciousness, and then Krishna's there hearing you. Somebody else is hearing you, but Krishna's hearing you. And then the reciprocation. Very advanced. You may have to go back to just making the sound nicely. That's fine. Stay there and make the sound nicely. And then hear it. And what do you feel? Be in touch with that feeling and the receiving of Krishna's mercy. And Krishna's before you. And what does Krishna feel? And the reciprocation of restoring your relationship with Krishna. It's the road may be a long road. Let's walk it. Keep like the light and off in the distance and the darkness. Just keep walking. Just keep step by step moving there. You'll get there. Some of you have perhaps not chanted 64 rounds before. I suggest that from experience with this, stay here and stay with it, and it becomes quite easy. There was a college student. I mean, there's so many examples. A college student who was chanting 4 rounds a day. They had a nice, let me go to the chapa retreat. And, they struggle. Because I know the person, they struggle. 4 rounds a day is an accomplishment. They struggle. When they went to the retreat, it was a festival of the Holy Name. It was something very similar to this, not a whole lot of preparation. And they were just flying. Being in the association of devotees, at the end, they had to drive from another city. So on the way back, they chanted all the way back, and they ended up chanting 120 rounds. And they said, I don't anticipate this will ever happen again in my lifetime. But chanting in the association of other devotees is very powerful. The holy name itself alone is powerful. But, to help access the association of others who are similarly focused. Here's another one. Another very astounding one. This was in Seattle, and the first one we ever had in Seattle, and people came just kind of out of curiosity and that kind of thing. And sharing time, the first lady, she had to speak first. She was bursting, and she said her explanation was, "I've never chanted before. I don't know how to hold beads. I didn't know how to put my hand in a bead bag. Someone had to show me. Because I have, have a little lap child, and my husband wanted to come, and so I thought it would come just to be support for my husband, and he was enthusiastic, so I said, okay, so I had no intention at all of even chanting. But I was sitting there with my child asleep in my lap, and I thought, well, why not? I'll also chant. So someone showed me how to hold the beads and put my hand in a bead bag, and I started chanting, and it was really nice. I chanted 16 rounds. And I thought, maybe 16 more rounds. And I chanted 16 more rounds. And I thought, why not? I'll try to chant some more rounds. And then my child woke up, and that was it. No more chanting. But it was so nice, and She was so happy. And there's so many other. As far as possible, stay in here. If you need to get up and walk around, find nice ground and so forth. Stretch your legs. But come back and you'll experience what many persons have said. Just when I needed to get out and about, and like, but when it wasn't the same, when I came back, it was connected. And sit next to somebody who's absorbed, and sit near Tulsi, and see the Maha Mantra, and these wonderful paintings of Lord Chaitanya's Kirtan, and have a great time associating with Krishna in the form of His holy name. So, Mona Vrata, please. And is it in the schedule? I can't remember. Is it in the schedule for those that may not be able to chant 64 rounds? We can have something. There's not a problem. Anybody? Let me see. Fantastic. You're all going to chant 64 rounds. Okay. So, meet up again at 6:30.
When it says that the when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, the effect is there, the result is there. We have seen also in the life of the Ganesha. But also when we sing the book or the Guru, on the last part, it says that yes, you prasad, yes, you prasad. That without the mercy of the spiritual master, you can't get any benefit sense of Krishna. So can you look a little over it?
Do you think that's going to help people in their 64 round day? Even if you're a Jamila, chant. No faith in anything. Be a, you know, just chant. And there's absolute benefit. Absolute benefit. So in the matter of, achieving the goal, because what Ajamila achieved wasn't the goal. Ajamila achieved neutralizing the reactions to his previous sins, which is not the goal. It's not precisely spiritual advancement, it's neutralizing the reactions of one's past sins, what he did. So after he was saved from the Yamadutas, he then, at his ripe old age of 80-something, he then went to a Vishnu temple, engaged in devotional service, and connected with the personality of Godhead. His second chance. So that put the book. Second chance. The one, they're not contradictory, you should. So better than just neutralizing sins, awaken spiritual consciousness, awaken Krishna consciousness, and that's what we're doing is by the mercy of our founder Acharya, we're here. And before him, the disciple succession, Bhakti Siddhanta who sent him, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur who gave him the vision, and our previous Acharyas who inspired Bhakti Vinod Thakur in that way, like that. We're the recipient of generations and generations and generations of very, very compassionate personalities. We're very fortunate. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada.